Mm-hmm. Occasionally you'll hear an old timer say a clapboard.
They say clapboard.
Well, clapboard is usually up and down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But even though it runs lengthwise, he's still called clapboard.
That's around here.
Oh, oh well,
I think I country over you'll find that quite a bit.
It's siding is all I'm...
Okay, because that's not what our data tend to indicate. But you think around here that they would say clapboard on occasion?
No. They say siding.
They wouldn't say weatherboard. You'd never find
it. Yeah, some of them call it weatherboard, but not too many. Most of them will call it siding.
Yeah, that's something that apparently is displacing the older terms.
But your clapboards usually are boards you go up and down rather than horizontal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd heard that too. What do you call the metal things that are catch the rain when it runs off the roof?
Gutters.
Is that the only term you'd have, gutters?
Gutters and rain troughs. That's the only two things I've ever heard of. Okay.
Which do you use?
I call it a gutter.
Okay. If you had a little building outside that you kept your tools in or something like that, what'd you call that?
Shed. Most of the time.
Okay. Used to be before they had...
That'd depend a little bit on... Some of them called a shop because it was a little more...
Well, yeah, I imagine that's bigger than a shed, though. No. Well, maybe
not necessarily.
Years
ago, 50 years ago, we didn't have a shop to work in. If you went out to repair a tractor, you'd either done it in the corn crib driveway or under the apple tree or something. But I had one fellow that had a little shop. Well, to me, it's just a little shed sitting out in the yard, but he had everything in it. He made his own harness.
Well, that's why it was a shop.
It was just big enough to get a tractor in, and that's all.
Hmm.
A shop would have equipment in it, where a shed is just a building.
They used to have another small building outside before they had indoor plumbing. Mm-hmm.
The outhouse.
Any other terms for that they'd use?
Toilet, outhouse, and privy.
Privy.
Is there any difference in politeness in those?
No, just I'd say families, to us it's always been a toilet because that's what we use.
You mean to go outside?
Yeah.
Outhouse. Of course, when my folks had this summer cottage out here, that's outhouse.
Outhouse, yeah, that would be it, but I think you'd find people that live in the country all the time and call it a privy.
Okay. You mentioned the corn crib a while ago. What'd you call a building that you stored, a small building you stored grain in?
Granary.
Okay. How about the upper part of the barn? What'd you call that?
Haymow.
Okay. If you stored hay
A few people would call it a hay loft.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them would call it a haymow.
Okay.
And years ago when you used to thrash and blow the straw in the barn, it would blow it in the mow.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever store hay anywhere else in the barn other than up top of the barn, or?
Some of the barns were hay from the ground up.
If you had
on one end.
If you had hay on the ground, say instead of up in the top of the barn, what'd you call that?
In the barn?
Yeah.
I don't know how they determine.
You wouldn't use ground mow or anything like that.
Never heard an expression for it. But I know there's some barns around the country where they used to have hay from the ground up on one end of the barn, and the stalls and the grain bins and the things on the other end of the barn.
Mm-hmm. How about just pile hay up in the field for the animals?
Stack.
Haystack.
Is that the term you use for it, haystack? And they don't use anything else around here?
Not that I know of.
Okay. When you just make the hay, well, of course now they have balers, but when you have the smaller things of hay that they make, what do you call that?
Haycock.